As the sun rises in the morning, as the cool breeze ushers in the evening, as the heat of the noonday sun spreads across the land, God is present with us. Let us worship God.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Concordia United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Claire Douglas, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you this morning. I have a couple of announcements. First, we will try again to have a finance committee meeting this week on Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m., and we are going to be successful this time. So if you're on the finance committee, please join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 16th to have our finance meeting. And then Jane, you had a announcement, right? There you are. I knew you were somewhere.
Wherever, just to get the word out.
Wonderful. Pick up some little advertisement slips for the Holiday Bazaar. That's one of the wonderful ministries of our UMW, and we are all looking forward, except for me, to eating wonderful things. They have been hard at work baking, and I have been enjoying smelling all of the delicious smells. So I highly recommend that you come and eat and pick up some crafts. I think those are all of my announcements. Are there any other announcements that I have forgotten? No. Will you stand then and join with me in singing God of Ages, 698 in the Red Hymnal?
Remain standing and please join me in our praise. We trust our God.
Who alone gives us life.
We trust our God.
Who gives us life in Jesus Christ.
We trust our God.
Who gives us life in His Spirit.
Give blessing and praise to our God.
Who alone deserves our honor.
Please join me in our prayer. Gracious God, we call us to be people who do not live in fear, but act with strength and courage. Help us to hear your call as we worship today, that we may live out your mission in the world. Amen. Please remain standing and join us in the next hymnal, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, in Red Hymnals 474.
Thank you.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward. All gentlemen. All right, gentlemen. What big holiday do you like to celebrate in October? Halloween? Yeah, right? Are you going to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
So the question of the day is, are you going to pick a scary costume or a silly costume? Scary? It's neither one. You can share if you want to. You can also keep it a secret if it's a surprise.
I'll keep it a secret.
You'll keep it a secret? Okay, well, it'll be a surprising costume. Scary or silly? Or somewhere in between? Somewhere in between, another surprising costume. Do you want to share, or are you going to keep yours a surprise, too? Keep a surprise. Very nice, very nice. So at least one of you likes scary things, right? Do either of the other two of you like scary things? Do you like scary movies and ghost stories?
No?
Yeah, I'm with you.
No.
Not at all? That's me, too. I am a total not scary movie person. I watch Scooby-Doo and I can't sleep at night. It's bad. So what do you do when you get scared? You don't know? You don't like to be scared, but you guys do, so maybe you get happy, but you and I hide under our covers, maybe. Well, one of the things that I learned when I was probably about your age that has always helped me out is actually our scripture verse for today. And I know very few scripture verses by heart, but I happen to know this one because it was taught to me in song. So I thought I would try to teach it to you guys, and maybe the congregation can help sing too. Okay? So the song that I learned is, "Be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Pretty easy, right? I'll line it out, I promise. So we can all sing together. So the first part is, be strong and courageous.
Be strong and courageous.
Do not be terrified.
Do not be terrified.
Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Do we want to try it at once, or is that too much? Too much? Okay. Well, I hope you will remember that verse, because it's one that I often sing to myself when I'm feeling terrified from scary stories like Scooby-Doo or other things that make me nervous in my life. I say to myself, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's kind of comforting, huh? Yeah. You're not alone. Somebody else is with you. Will you pray with me? Repeat after me. Holy God, thank you for being with us, even when we feel scared. Help us to know that you will never leave us alone. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Costumes.
Our first reading comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 through 16. The good fight of faith. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life in which you were called and for which you made. The good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who is in this testimony before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession. I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is blessed and our Sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, it is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honored and eternal domain. Amen. And we have our chorus. Thanks.
That was really lovely. Thank you, choir. Really, really lovely. Our scripture reading for today comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all these people, into the land that I am giving them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I have promised Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in the possession of the land that I swore to give them, give their ancestors. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you will be successful wherever you go. This book of law shall not depart your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all of its writings. Then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall be successful. Hereby I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God add God's blessing to this, the reading of God's holy word. As you can tell, this is a favorite verse of mine. I actually learned that song in VBS, so Vacation Bible School for the win. I discovered as an adult when I was in seminary that I had learned a lot of scripture through different Vacation Bible School songs and didn't know it. I would be going through the Bible as a part of my studies, and all of a sudden, something that I thought was just a song that we sang in Vacation Bible School would reappear as a scripture. And I'd go, oh, look at that. I memorized a lot more scripture than I thought I did when I was a kid. So thank you, Vacation Bible School songs, for sticking with us. Will you pray with me? Holy and loving God, thank you for bringing us here today. Thank you for giving us the courage to know that you are with us wherever we go. Help us to create the kind of community that you want us to be, that we may glorify you more each and every day. Amen. For $1 million and a new car, who can tell me what brand was named Brand Finance and Independent Evaluators World's Most Powerful Brand in February 2015? Any guesses? Apple? That's a great guess, but it's not Apple. Ford? Another great guess, but it was not Ford. Any other ones? No? What? No, Kellogg's another really, those are all really good guesses, but the answer is actually Legos. Yeah. Raise your hand if you have ever played with Legos. Raise your hand if you've ever bought a Lego set for someone else to play with. Yes. Raise your hand if you have a personal favorite Legos set. Do you guys have some favorites? Yes. Raise your hand if you've ever stepped on a Lego. Legos have a dark side, don't they? Well, Legos were developed in 1949 by Ulk Kirk Christensen from Denmark. And as of July 2015, Legos had produced over 600 billion Legos parts during their 60-year-plus history. Legos have launched a worldwide subculture. They have created Legos-based movies, video games, and theme parks. And Legos can be found in the home of children and adults from diverse cultures spread across the globe. Well, I don't know for sure what makes Legos so incredibly successful. I'd like to assert that it has something to do with human nature. Humans like to build things. There's something innately satisfying about starting with a small pile of plastic bricks, a table of ingredients, or a blank page, and building something from scratch that just appeals to our humanity. We feel a deep sense of satisfaction at watching our product grow and change before our eyes. Building grows our confidence. As we create one thing successfully, we begin to believe that we can create another. We begin to dream bigger and bigger, gaining more and more confidence in ourselves and in our skills. One young man who was just beginning to test his ability to build was Joshua. Joshua received his call to the ministry at the end of an era in the life of the Israelite people and at the beginning of another one. Moses, the biblical titan whose leadership and bravery led him to become one of the most famous leaders of the Old Testament, had just died. The person who was named to follow him was his assistant, Joshua. One can only imagine how nervous Joshua must have felt. After all, as the leader who was following Moses, Joshua had big shoes to fill. I can only imagine how panicked Joshua must have been upon hearing that he was now in charge. But God comforted Joshua. First, God reminded Joshua that he was far from alone, that God continued to be with him. Then God described to Joshua the incredible gift that God had given the Israelite people. It was finally time for them to leave the wilderness and occupy the promised land that God had promised all of them generations before through their ancestor Abraham. And just because the 40 years of wandering in the desert were over, it did not mean that God would abandon Joshua or the Israelite people. God said to Joshua, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. Hereby I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God's message to Joshua is very clear. Although Joshua has big shoes to fill, although the coming days, years, and months may not be easy, after all, Joshua is best remembered as the person who had to defeat Jericho's impenetrable wall. Joshua is far from alone. God is with Joshua, and God has a plan. Three times in this short section, God comforts Joshua by saying, "Be strong and courageous. I will go with you wherever you go." These words of comfort are no coincidence. They echo the words of Joshua's mentor, Moses, used to encourage Joshua when he was first selected as Moses' successor. Moses says, "Be strong and courageous, knowing that God goes with you wherever you go." God has called humans to become builders repeatedly in the Bible. Often these building projects are physical things. After all, God called Noah to build an ark, Moses to build the Ark of the Covenant, and Solomon to build the temple. But God is calling Joshua to be a different kind of builder. God is calling Joshua to build a community with the Israelite people. And in a lot of ways, this is a harder task. God is asking Joshua to lead his people through finding a new home and establishing a new city. Gone will be the days of the Israelites traveling in the desert as nomadic people. Instead, they will create towns, villages, cities, and eventually a kingdom. Joshua is not left alone in this time of building because God has given Joshua the necessary tools with which to build. First, Joshua has the example of Moses' leadership and mentorship to sustain him. Second, Joshua has the law that was written down and shared with the Israelite people by Moses to guide him. Third, Joshua has the assistance of God throughout this journey so that Joshua will never be alone. I believe we often build on our past, on the shoulders of our ancestors. It is often the foundation laid by one generation that allows another generation to build even higher. Although it is Joshua who will lead the Israelite people to their eventual home, Joshua never could have done so without Moses leading first. It is Moses who brings the Israelites out of Egypt and teaches them to rely on God. It is this trust in God that Joshua and the Israelites will rely heavily on during the next chapter of their story. Like Joshua and Moses, we have been called as people to build a community. A community that will welcome many members of diverse backgrounds. This community will have to work hard to make sure that everyone can find what they need. This is a community where people will grow deeper in trust in God and each other. We are not the first ones to dream of building a community here at Concordia United Methodist Church. Generations before us built these beautiful buildings we stand in. Generations before us nurtured us into the strong community of faith that we have today. We stand on the shoulders of those who came before us, and our successes will give us the courage to build higher and higher. This process may not be smooth, and it would be easy for us to become intimidated and afraid. But we know, just as God told Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go," that God will be with us. Frank Niles tells us that one of the ways that we can live courageously is by building on our past successes. We can remind ourselves of the things that we have done before that required our courage and our strength, and we have succeeded in. Dr. Niles recommends repeating, "I have been here. I have done this. I can do it now." We, as a community, have accomplished amazing things. When we look towards building programs and structures that we have never tried before, it may be tempted to become intimidated. But we have been here before. We have done this. And with the courage and strength of God, we can do it now. Not only do we have the courage and strength to build like Joshua, but like Joshua, God has already given us the tools we need to build and strengthen our community. In the United Methodist Church, we vow every time we baptize a baby or accept a new member to support our church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. All five of these gifts are tools that we use to build this community we call a church. I know that each of us has these five gifts to share in different ways with this congregation. I would like to see this church enter a season of building and growing with one another. But this kind of growth and change requires support. It requires us to be willing to pray unceasingly, to show up constantly, to give financially, courageously, to serve faithfully, and to witness fearlessly. The building may not always be easy. We may sometimes have to remind each other to be strong and courageous, but when we pool our gifts together, I know that we can build great things. When I started my ministry 2 years ago, I ran into a song from Hamilton that resonated strongly with me and reminds me both of Joshua at the beginning of his ministry and where we are as a community today. George Washington sings to a young Alexander Hamilton on the eve of a large battle, "Let me tell you what I wish I had known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? I know that we can win. I know that greatness lies in you. But remember, from here on in, history has its eyes on you." Friends, there are so many things we cannot control in the future. But I know that this community has done great things in the past. I know that we have amongst us all the tools that we need to build an even greater community in the future. And I know that wherever we go, we will not be alone because God will be with us. Let's just remember, from here on in, history has its eyes on us. Amen and amen. Please join with me in singing hymn number 707. I'm in the red hymnal, Hymn of Promise.
Thank you.
In the United Methodist Church, we pledge to give of ourselves in five ways: through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our financial gifts, our service, and our witness. You have already given to this church a gift by being here today. In a moment, the ushers will come forward and collect our financial gifts and the prayer cards located in the pews. Thank you for the many ways that you give to God.
Please join me in the prayer of thanksgiving. Creator of architect of the universe, the gifts we bring to your altar this day are but a small part of the inheritance you have provided us. Your steadfast love has never failed us, yet too quickly we forget. We worry about security, we fret about uncertain times, and claim our trust is in you. But our living and giving often tell us a different story. Remind us, Lord, of our inheritance. Help us to grow in our trust in you, in your providence, and your wisdom in knowing what we really need for abundant life. In Christ we pray. Amen.
All right, please be seated. I'd like to invite you to share any prayers that you have this morning.
I wish to extend a sincere thank you to the congregation for all of your prayers and concerns regarding our daughter, Terry Jo. Her surgery went well. It was a difficult surgery, but she is recovering at home now, and we thank the Lord for all his favors to our family.
It's so exciting to hear that she's doing well. I hope she's in less pain. Yeah. A little bit less pain. I just asked Louise if we could pray for her and for her family. Her brother John passed away unexpectedly this week. And we just want you to know that we are thinking of you and praying with you, and we are with you in this moment. And just as God would not leave Joshua, I know that God will not leave you. Are there any other prayers?
Over to Djibouti, which is not a war country, but it's next to Somalia, located on the Red Sea. It's not a safe country.
So we
prayers for him and his family.
We pray for your son, Mark, who's being deployed this week. We pray that God's safety would surround him while he's in Djibouti and keep him safe. It is next to Somalia, which, as we know, is an area experiencing a lot of conflict. And so that we pray that he would be a blessing to those in that country, and that also he would receive the blessing of God. A lot of you know that my grandfather has been in and out of the hospital for the past couple weeks. He is back out, which is the good news. Yay! Unfortunately, they're still looking for some internal bleeding. They're having some hard time finding it. They think it's located somewhere in his GI system. So hopefully we will have more answers soon. I know that he would prefer to not feel lousy up every couple days and have to keep going in to receive more blood. So prayers for him, and especially for my grandmother, who's going a bit stir crazy at this point because she doesn't want to leave him. So, I'm kind of a challenging time in my family. I chose a happy candle prayer for today. There were several things going on in the world that I could have chosen, but I saw an article this week, and I apologize, I cannot remember the gentleman's name, but a gentleman from Kenya ran a marathon in under 2 hours. Which is pretty incredible. I never cease to be amazed at what people with persistence and trust in God and a lot of hard work can do. And obviously this gentleman is extremely exceptional. But nevertheless, what a blessing it is that we get to celebrate the victories of all of our athletes and all the work that they put into what they do. So in honor of him breaking that milestone, we'll pray. I thought we could use a happy one. Will you take a moment to silently pray? Holy and loving God, you are always with us. You created each and every one of us, and you love us as your beautiful creation. Just as you promised Joshua that you would never leave him, so you promise us that you will always be alongside us, so that we may find courage and strength in you. But so much of life is difficult, O Lord. We pray that as you walk alongside us this week, that we would feel your presence so that we would know that we are not alone. that we would feel your strength lifting us up. We pray particularly for those with health concerns, for Joyce Gasser, Dean Gelding, Mike Scott, Dave Regala, Fred King, Kathy Howe, Amy Wiley, Virginia Moley, Gordon Davis, Matthew Wenzel, and Lisa Allier. We pray that you would walk alongside them, that you would lift them up and hold them in your hands, that you would give them strength and courage to continue day by day. We pray particularly for those with cancer, for David Eberhardt, Shirley Paul, Sarah Pedre Osman. We pray that they would know that they are not alone, that they do not fight this horrible life-stealing illness without help. We pray that they would know your strength and your courage to continue each and every day. Lord, we pray particularly for those who are long-term care, who are in long-term care facilities or who are home confined. We pray particularly for Faye Ralstead, Janet Alm, Marilyn Gremmel, Marilyn Blackman, and Pat Ratzenberger. We pray that you would help them to know that the doors of this church do not end in this building, that a church is a community, and that they are very much a part of the community that you love and are building with us. We pray particularly for those who are grieving. We pray for the family of Mary Ellen Brockman, and we pray for Louise. We hope that they would know that you are with them in this moment, that you will never leave them. We pray also for Mark as he serves overseas. We hope that he will know your strength and your safety and your peace every day that he is away from his family. We pray all this as we pray the prayer you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen. As we go forth, let us be strong and courageous. Let us not be terrified and not be discouraged, for the Lord our God goes with us wherever we go. Amen. Thank you.
Lord.